Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to the Gate 7 International Podcast, a podcast connecting Olympiacos fans from Melbourne to Baltimore, from London to Piraeus. We are four Olympiacos fans from every corner of the world bringing you news and interviews of the team you love in English. With new episodes twice a week, you'll never lose the latest updates and stories of the team you love. This is our team, our city, and our land. Man Oniro Trello. You're listening to the Gate 7 International Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Gate 7 International, your official English source for all things Olympiacos FC and Greek football. My name is Peter Thompson. I'm here with super sub and frequent guest Stephen Kuturu, as well as our special Georgian football expert for the day, Luca, who is joining us to tell us all about the team we're going up against this weekend. Luca, thanks so much for joining us. He's got his social media there, so everybody give him a follow if you want to hear about Georgian football, a lot of it in English as well. Luca, how's it going?
Thank you guys for having me, first and foremost. It's my first time, actually, so I might be quite nervous about it.
No, you're going to do great, man. We're very, very happy, and thanks to everybody tuning in the chat as well. We know that some of our Olympiacos fans are like, no more national team. Don't talk about the national team. It's so boring. We don't want to hear about it, but we're going to talk about it anyways, guys. Especially because it's a big match coming up this weekend, Greece versus Georgia. We all know what happened last time, and we're going to get into the tactics. We're going to get into the players. We're going to do predictions. But first, Luca, we just want to ask you, a bit about your background. You know, how did you get into football? You know, how young were you when you started getting into football? And then, like, how has that gotten you to where you are today, sort of covering your country's football on social media?
So the thing is, football has been in my family since I can remember, actually. My father's been following football, my grandfather as well, and my older brother as well. So it's been a common thing, I'd say so. And just around when I was like 12 to 13 years old, I started trials with the team, according to the team. Didn't really play much, I'd say so, but played for a few teams here and there. Just underage for 17, 18, then I started to go to the university and stuff and just gave up on football. That simple. But yeah, and when it comes to being like a fan or something like that, I remember since age like 8 or 9, I started going to the stadium with my parents or with my older brother, so the stands really been in I can remember, basically. And football, and no other sports as well, generally football has been my main passion since I was like 8 or 9 years old, so here we are.
And what's the team that you
support? When it comes to Twitter,
go ahead.
So I'm from Tbilisi. I'm from Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia, and Dinamo Tbilisi, the biggest club in Georgia, probably. Yep. If someone knows the club, they sure know the history of it. And that's the team I really support. We've been struggling for the past 3 to 4 years, I'd say so. But tough times. Times come, times go. So we have to see what's going to happen.
All right. Well, yeah, we're, Dynamo Tbilisi, as you say, they're the Olympiacos of Georgia. So we have a couple things in common there, right? But with the national team, the squads have been announced for Greece. We've got a few interesting picks, players that we don't necessarily want to see in there. Stephen, maybe you can elaborate on this.
What do you mean, Peter? What do you mean? Well, I love all the players.
One Staphylidis, he's been included, which is a bit of a head scratcher, I have to admit. as are many of the call-ups, and it looks like we're going to see him starting. What do we make of Stafelidis back in the team, Steven? How many goals are we going to eat? How many own goals will Stafelidis score?
Look, Peter, I mean, when Stafelidis got injured way back when, we kind of, I had an inkling that when he was fully fit and he was playing semi-consistently, not even at all for his club in Germany, that he would get called up for the national team again, because JVS has a interesting fixation with Stafelidis, or as I like to call him, the grape man, because Stafeli is grape in Greek.
I didn't know that. There we go.
And it's not even just that we have a lot of left backs already in the squad. It's just that he's going to be another player that's going to be put into the position that doesn't fit him. And, you know, credit to Tzavelas, who has been called up in his place. He doesn't play. He's been playing centre back for Ajax. And, you know, while he's not obviously as good as the players that aren't being called up, that should be called up, and we've named those players previously, he's done a job. So he's kind of shown himself to be a good player in that, enough player in that position, where Stafelidis, I have no confidence from what I've seen previously with Greece. And by the sounds of it, JVS is going to play him in these two important matches that we need to win both of to qualify, or even hope to qualify for the World Cup. And that makes me very nervous.
Yeah. And as well, another more bad news, Zeka, our great midfielder, hardworking midfielder, the spirit of the team, really, he's going to be missing. He suffered a pretty bad injury and he's going to be out for the season.
Yeah.
And so what that means is more work for Andreas Bouhalakis, who we always talk about with the podcast, is so overworked for Olympiacos, and he's playing too much. He's not going to sit for a minute in these games. If I had to guess, we have three central midfielders in the team, and he is one of them. And one of them is Alexandropoulos, who's pretty young, and I don't really expect to see that much of. But anyway, we'll talk a bit more about Greece later on. But Luca, we want to get you involved. One player that we remember for Georgia, probably the best known Georgian player right now, is and forgive me if I pronounce this wrong, but Krashvelia, the young attacker who plays up in Russia now and bagged a very nice goal against Greece to secure the draw last time out. I know he's in there in the squad. He was injured, but he's back now. Are there any other notable names that have popped into the Georgia team, maybe players you didn't expect or players you're looking forward to see?
So first of all, just to make, that's a short nickname for him. So you don't have to call him Kvaratskhelia anymore. It's the hard way, as I'd say. So yeah. But okay. The thing is, I said it before, the lineup looks probably perfect. With Kvaratskhelia and Chakvetadze coming back since his injury. He's been on for like 2 years now, and he's been playing for Gent, who plays in Belgium, for the past month and a half, like quite steadily, quite consistently, bagging himself to assist as well. So, yeah, the hope is back that he's going to develop again. He's going to do well in Belgium just to get a bigger move to another good, bit better league. And I'd say, like, the lineup probably looks perfect due to the players we've got right now, available players we've got right now, but there's been a few injuries as well as some yellow card suspensions. I don't know if you know, but our main centre back Graham Cashier is going to be out due to yellow card suspension, as well as Otar Kitaishvili, who plays in Austria for Sturm Graz, is injured as well. That's a big loss. So you mentioned Zeka, who's been injured, a hard working midfielder. That's basically a Georgian prototype of Kitaishvili, who's a good partner for Kankava in the middle of the park. So that's a big loss for us. But to this point, the front line looks perfect, but in the middle and the defensive part is where we really lack right now. I expect a few goals to be scored in the upcoming few matches against you guys in Kosovo as well. So, yeah.
Well, Greece doesn't exactly have a knack for scoring goals, so we'll see about that. But yeah, we all know about the promise up front, and that's definitely something that our back line will have their hands full. I want to know as well, I'm assuming, did you watch the game, the last Georgia-Greece game? It seems it was very long ago, but what were your thoughts on the Greek team? You know, how did you view the game from the perspective of a Georgia fan? Were you satisfied with the results or thought you could get more? Or what did you think of the game?
So I think the first half were in Greek's favor in my eyes, the first 20, 25 minutes when they pressed a lot and got the ball more. But in the middle of the game, around the 30, 35-minute mark, the game really settled down as none of the teams could have capitalized on the chances, which were quite a few, I'd say so. And the second half, just before we scored our own goal, I think, we were a slightly better team. That may be biased, but that's the way I see it. We're attacking more, I'd say so, and that's why I'm going to say that we were the better ones. But a draw was the deserved standpoint in my eyes. But we could have done better with the own goal, which was quite unfortunate because the defender could have easily just dropped the ball out of the box, as that's how it should have been played. But 1-1 draw, I think that's the deserved outcome it could have ever had.
Yeah, and I suppose as well we have to address the elephant in the room. Maybe it's been a poor start to qualification for you guys, with that being the only point.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, so you know what is the sentiment? I think I don't know if there's even a mathematical chance for Georgia to qualify for the World Cup. I know obviously the odds were never good with Spain and Sweden and Greece in the group, but you know, what is do you get the feeling that these players are you know motivated still? Do you think that they want to come out and get a point versus Greece, or do you think that these games just feel sort of meaningless for the players at this point?
The thing is, there's been a common situation for us when after the first three or four games, we don't really have a chance anymore just to get out of the group. But the last times, we always win a game or two at the end of the group stages, actually. We won one against Scotland. We won against Scotland twice as well, making them not to qualify for the Euros back in 2008 and 2018, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
So yeah, I remember.
Taking a point off Ireland and Scotland and Denmark as well. So, yeah, I will not be surprised if we win, given both matches against Greece or Kosovo, but... You talked about it quite right, that players don't really seem kind of motivated as much as they were after the matches against Sweden or Spain, which is reasonable because, I mean, you don't really have a chance to get out of the group right now. But everyone wants to win, of course. It's not about playing for Georgia or like Gibraltar or Malta.
Right.
I don't really know. So, yeah.
It's always
everyone wants
pride.
To win. So everyone wants to be competitive and playing at the home crowd. The first time, but I don't know if you guys saw that, but it's going to be first time in Batumi that the tennis is allowed. The last time we played against Kosovo, there were no attendance allowed behind closed doors, and that's really played a bad part for us, because it was the first time our national team actually played in Batumi as well. So this time, I think supporters will do their damage, and that's maybe the slight edge we might have against you guys, I think.
You think it's going to be a pretty loud atmosphere with a lot of fans in the stadium? Because for Greek national team
I understand the fans in Greece, they're probably one of the better ones in Europe. And,
well, that's for the club. Sometimes they don't show up for the national team. But
no, although credit to them against Sweden, they showed up. They did show up against Sweden, to be fair to the fans.
Crowd in Batumi, who the people there just live and breathe in football for the past, I'd say, 2 to 3 years with the club. Dinamo Batumi right now being the main candidate to win the title in Georgia as well. And they set themselves always full as well, so the kind of like the hype is really up and I think there's going to be a good show. A few kind of like surprises might occur, but that's a talk for another day, I'd say. But I'm going to send you after the chat, I'm going to send you some pictures about how fans are doing their stuff in Batum as well, so
I think
you're going to be quite impressed about it. Yeah.
Well, I love watching football when the fans are going crazy. It makes it so much more fun. So it'll be a great atmosphere, and hopefully that really brings it alive. And who knows what will happen with the fans behind the team's back for Georgia.
Yeah.
Steven, getting into some of the tactics for Greece, we've heard some reports. I believe Hellas Footy tweeted out some stuff. We talked about Stafanidis, but how do you see us lining up in this game? What do you think JVS is going to do? And then maybe as well, what would you want to do if you were the manager and had these players?
I mean, as we all know, there is no disputing who will start an attacking midfield. It'll be a Desos Bakasetas. He'll start because he's the captain currently. Whether that changes with Stafanidis, I don't know, but probably not. I think I hope/think he won't go with a back three against Georgia, more just because it doesn't make sense, because we're going to want to control the game, whereas against Sweden, we let them control the game and then hit them on the counter. And that's not something I could see us doing against you guys. Because we have to go to for these games. We have to win like these two games. It's not even a circumstance of we will win. It's we have to. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
I expect him to play a 4-2-3-1 because that's kind of what he's been playing against, against sides that we are expected to dominate in possession more in general. And I think we'll obviously see Bukalakis in centre mid, as we've said already. He'll play every single minute, probably play both games as well. So he'll be dead tired when he comes back to Thiago.
At least he got a rest this week. At least we didn't have a friendly anyway.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, it's just difficult because obviously Duvikas is now ill. So if he's out with COVID, which isn't like that, that's not, nothing's come out yet, but he's ill. So if it's more serious than like a simple cold or anything, then he's out for the qualifiers as well. And he was instrumental in our win against Sweden. So it's going to be tough, I think. You know, Georgia, like you said, man, like you're going to take the game to us. We have to make sure we don't fall asleep like we did after we got the own goal from you guys, because 2 minutes later you guys scored that fabulous goal against us and you guys the draw. And unfortunately, Greece have had a very bad habit of losing to teams who normally there's an expectation to get the win, and then that doesn't happen. And then against sides who are supposedly better than us, we've performed. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, and I mean, as you say, I think it's interesting because we've had a friendly in the past before all these games. Like, we seem to always have a friendly, and now we don't have one. But I think... yeah, we're going to see a lot of the same stuff. We're going to see Bakasetas. I think we'll probably see Pavlidis up top. I feel like JVS will go with that. I think even if Duvikas were healthy and ready to go, he would go with Pavlidis. But that's just my opinion.
I think the question is also on the wings, because despite the fact we have, obviously, Zolis, we have Masuras, we have Limnios, like, would he, you know what JVS is like, sometimes he'll play both
Giannis and Tsimikas,
yeah, and so, or he'll play, Mandelos is in the squad? Yeah,
he'll play
Mandelos at left wing, or whatever.
All I have to say is Yorgos Masuras has to play, the rest, I don't really care, they're all the same for me. Zolis is probably the second best, but... the only, if you don't get Masuras in there, you've done something wrong.
100%. Masuras has to start. With how
yeah, I actually saw him play against Fenerbahce as well.
What a player he is. Yeah, he's fantastic.
The goal he scored, like the second goal, was it? That was absolute belter. Yeah.
We love him. We absolutely love him.
But, you know, when he's played for the national team as well, Peter, he's really, really stepped up too. He's brought his form that he's had from Olympiacos, and he puts that work ethic in for Greece as well. So that's hopefully something that will shine through when we play you guys. And also, thankfully, we have a lot of players coming in to the national team in form as well. Mavrobanos is in form as well. He scored that really, really nice goal in the Bundesliga on the weekend, which made him look like a centre forward. And you know, credit to Bakasetas, he's always in form in Turkey. So I'm a bit more confident with the national team going into this break because of all the players seem to be playing at that, like, a top level. Even Vlaco Dimos in goal, he got a clean sheet against Barcelona. You know, so I'm a bit more confident than what I was maybe in the last international break, but it's still going to be tough, and I could still be so disappointed because every time I get too excited about Greece, I just get let down. So every time.
Yep. So Luca, as far as tactics for Georgia, what do you, you know, as Stephen kind of said, it might be the type of game when you're going to have to rely on some of those young star attackers on the counter and relishing your chances and stuff like that. But as far as pressing and, you know, possessing the ball, countering and as well as just like the formation, how do you see Georgia taking an approach to the game against Greece this weekend?
I think it's just going to be a standard way we do against every single side, I'd say so. Because if, like a mainstay 4-2-3-1, we played against you guys back in March as well, with two defensive midfielders and two wingers who should be trying to maintain the possession more so with the defensive line staying at the back. Like, none of our left or right backs typically go all out attack because the technical ability is quite questionable, I'd say so. Unfortunately, and that's why. But I think mainly all the duties are going to be upon Kratzke, Leacek, Petaz, and just the front four, I'd say. So that's just how it is right now, unfortunately. And as I mentioned before, Kitaishvili, who's in my eyes the player who's like a building piece between the midfield and attacking zone. Good work ethic as well as good stamina. So the man who can provide passes to the players up front, the man who can defend with the other defensive midfielder. And I can actually, like, with him going out injured, I expect Kvilia, who's a player for Rakov, that's a team in Poland, to start with Kankava, our captain. Just going to be just simple two defensive midfielders in that zone, in that area of the pitch as well. So nothing special, I'd say. But the front line, it looks promising, and I hope they're going to pay a dividend and we're going to score at least one or two goals, which... it's quite possible with the team right now and how it's built around. I'm not sure if there's any injuries right now in our teams before the matches. So the front line seems quite fit, and I expect a few good chances and a few good goals as well. So time will tell.
And you mentioned the fullbacks don't necessarily have the ability going forward consistently, but one thing we always ask is, as far as Georgia defending, is there a specific weakness or weak point of the back line that Olympiakos or fucking hell, that Greece, I'm tired, man, I'm sorry, that Greece should target? You know, is it like the left, this player is very poor, go at them or anything like that?
The guy who scored his own goal, Kakabadze, the right back, is probably...
keep going at him.
Yeah,
I hope he's not.
No, it's not nothing personal, I'd say so, but he will start. He's the only right back we have available right now.
Oh, you have right back problems too. That's great.
I can remember actually, and the other one is out due to suspension. He got a yellow card against Spain as well, I think. Thing is, our fullback positions have been always just a huge struggle for us, either from defensive side of the ball or for the offensive side of the ball. And right now, our right back spot looks just woeful. I don't expect anything from him. Just stay where you are. Don't go forward. Don't sit back too much. Just stay where you are and do stuff. Geez. Don't do anything exceptional. That's the way I'm looking at it. And especially knowing that either Zolis will start, I think he's going to have just a theory of opponent right now. So expect a few nutmegs. Expect a few good chances coming from the right side as well.
Oh geez. Well, if it makes you feel any better, we survived the Mihalis Bakakis era in Greece. Hopefully it's over, and he was quite similar in the sense that you just don't want him anywhere near the ball at right back. But
I mean, your left back spot is loaded. Like the guys playing.
Yeah, there's so many, and there's just no one on the right. Yeah, we have too many good left backs, I think.
Whereas on the other side, it's been an issue because obviously, as you may know, we have our main right back right now is Thanasis Androutsos, who's not really a natural right back. He's more of a wide midfielder. But for Olympiakos, he's been playing a right back / right wing back. And while he's great on the attack, defensively, not so great. And then our only other right back we have available is Saliakas, who plays for Bastiani now. He's having a good season, to be fair, but I don't think he'll... I can't see JVS starting him just for the pure reason that he'll play Androutsos.
Yeah, it's a bit of a
I think we're all in the same boat, I guess, right now. I saw a couple of you guys being injured as well, Papadokoulos. as well. I know Zeka is injured as well, as I mentioned.
Zeka,
before.
That's the big one. Papadopoulos, we don't actually really mind.
Yeah, big boy K-Pap is struggling in the Super League, so it's
but Luke, are you there? Okay, yeah, we see you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, we do have a couple injuries, but I think Zeka is the big one that really hurts. But anyway, yeah, I think it's about time for predictions. Chat, if you have any questions, feel free to send your questions in for us, for Luca, if you have any questions about the national team. But let's see here. Let's go straight in. Steven, what's your prediction for the score here? What are you thinking?
I think you guys are going to give us a game because you won't fear us, and they'll know that we have to win. We have to win this game. I keep saying it because it's true. We have to get 6 points in these two games, especially if we have any contention of finishing a second in the qualifying group. I've said it already, and I'll say it again. I think we will get a scrappy 1-0 win, but it will be difficult. And also, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a draw, but I'm hoping that it's a 1-0 win for us.
Petros Kumentakos, our friend from Panama, asks, is Tavelas going to play? I believe I'm
probably
quite sure he will play.
Yeah.
We will see him out there. My prediction, I think we will score. I also think Georgia will score with the fans at their back. I think it will be a very competitive game. I'm going to say 2-1. But 1-1 would also not surprise me. I think each team will get at least one goal, and I don't think it's going to be too high scoring. I think maybe 2-1 for Greece, let's say. Tsolis will score on coming at that right back that Luca was talking about. That'll be my one goal. And then, you know what? I'll give Bakasetas a goal as well. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a penalty, as he does.
He's been good. He was good against Sweden, to be fair to him.
And then, yeah, Georgia. One of those young attackers will get on with one. I think find a hole in our defense and find the back of the net. I think it's going to be a really entertaining game and back and forth. But I think at the end of the day, Greece will come out just as we have a lot of players in good form. Maybe Masuras will come in and make an impact. I hope he does because he's probably our best winger. But yeah, 2-1, I would not be surprised. 1-1. I would not be surprised if Georgia pulled out a win either, to be honest. But Luca, what's your prediction for the game?
Prediction is going to be a 1-1 draw, just a standard 1-1 draw before in March. But my bold prediction is we're going to pull up an upset and we're going to win 2-0. Which is in let's say, typical fashion we do at the back end of every single qualifier.
Once just the games don't matter.
For opponents. Yeah, yeah.
It would be ruining plans for Greece, absolutely.
It would ruin plans completely.
Yeah. I think Greece, it's pretty much, we are 99% chance to not qualify for the World Cup, and I think a loss this weekend would probably make it official.
Yeah, more or less.
I could see it happening, Luca. I'll tell you what, if... fans back in the stands for Georgia and just uninspired performance from the Ethniki, who knows what we see. Steven, if the question we always ask, if Luca's prediction comes true and we get popped 2-0 in Georgia, what happens to JVS? Is he fired?
Well, he has to be, Peter. If they don't sack him, then they go against everything what they said with JVS about this being Project Qatar and this being his chance. You know, if he misses that chance, it's a failure. He failed in the Nations League to get us top of the group. If he fails against Georgia or against Sweden or both, then that has to be him gone. But the problem we've all expressed already is if JVS goes, who comes in?
I don't think they sack him until the end of the campaign, to be honest.
No.
But yeah, I think he is already, I think they're already going to let him go unless they somehow magically qualify. But
we need a bit of magic.
Petros Kumentakos again says 3-3 as the prediction of the score. What a game that would be, lads. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
When is the last time that Greece scored 3 goals in a game is a question that I would like to ask. I actually can't remember.
I think it was like San Marino or Gibraltar, I think. It was like one of those.
I don't think it's happened since we've started doing the show.
We scored a good Gibraltar.
Poor Gibraltar.
I follow Cyprus as well, and even they scored against Gibraltar. So.
Yeah, well, there we have it, folks. Going to be a very entertaining game. Like we said, I could see it going all sorts of ways. And for Georgia, maybe it doesn't mean very much. But for Greece, it's an important one. We'll see if the lads are up to it. Luca, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Give the guy a follow on his personal Twitter as well as at Georgian Footy. Anything else you want to say, Luca? You know, your
thing is, I'm gonna give you like a secret away. So Georgia has never came back after losing losing the match. Like, if you guys score, we ain't gonna win. That's how
game plan is. Score the
we
first
never
goal.
Scored. We never came back for the past like 9 to 10 years. So, game plan is score the first.
There we go.
If you guys want to win, you have to score the first goal in any other chances. I'm not sure. Yeah.
There we go. I hope JVS was listening to that. Nikos Kalathakis says, if Masuras doesn't start, I'm raiding JVS's DMs. JVS is on Twitter. This guy was responding to people on social media. People were saying,
he's
like,
very active.
It was our buddy, the Super Greek, tweeted out, like, do you know who it was? What player was he talking about? Was it Anaxandropoulos or some young player? And Super Greek tweeted one to watch at JVS. And JVS responded, like, yes, I know who he is. We're looking at him. And it was like, what the
It's
fuck?
Great to know, man. That's great to know you're looking at him.
Yeah, so we can tag him in stuff if we want to do that. I'm sure his DMs will be in good shape if we don't lose,
just send him a resignation form.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's gonna just about do it. Luca, best of luck to both teams. May we have a very good, enjoyable game. Best of luck to Dinamo Tbilisi and the Georgia national team for the rest of the campaign as well. Thanks everybody for watching, especially if you've made it this far. Be sure to leave a like and a comment. Subscribe to us on YouTube as well. We've got the show on YouTube. And we are also on Apple Music and Spotify if you would prefer to just listen there. Until next time, we've got the game on Saturday against Georgia. We'll be going live after that. I might not be there, but somebody will. So until then, enjoy the rest of your week, and we will see you very soon.
Thank you guys for having me.
You just listened to an episode of the Gate 7 International Podcast, a podcast connecting Olympiacos fans from Brussels to Tokyo, from Toronto to Geneva. We are 4 Olympiacos fans from every corner of the world, bringing you news and interviews of the team you love in English. With new episodes twice a week, you will never miss out on the latest updates and stories of the team you love. If you liked what you heard, make sure to follow us on social media at Gate7INTL. Give us a subscribe on YouTube or even leave a review on all our podcast channels. Until next time, this is our team, our city, and our story. Thrilos ise, sto mialo kati magiko.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.